While Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner wants the city to be a temporary shelter for Central American children fleeing to the country, there is a vocal opposition against it. WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports.
The mayor was interrupted often Thursday evening by a boisterous crowd at a Northside meeting.
We welcome immigrants and that we have compassion. We would ask...
Miner sent a letter last week to President Obama opening the city up to housing young Central American children she calls refugees fleeing from violence. A former Catholic convent on Syracuse's north side has been proposed as a shelter. It's the only site in New York that passed an initial federal inspection. The average stay for the kids would be a month, but Miner says she doesn't know how many children would be sent here or how long the convent would be used. Many people at the meeting told the mayor she should worry about the city before Central America. They proposed using the convent to house veterans or the homeless. Patricia Donovan, a Northside resident, says she's seen the neighborhood decline in the decades she's lived there, and she believes this would only make it worse.
What do I do? What do I do? My grandchildren walk these neighborhoods. I can't deal with this crime anymore. On the north side. Nobody, you're not extending your neighborhood. It's where I live.
Miner says there have been no instances of violence or health risks at the 100 other facilities that already house the children.
There is a ill-informed belief that some of these children are gang members, and it's just the opposite. They're actually fleeing gangs and violence, and they're children.
Others at the meeting told the mayor they support the opportunity to help and the community should be welcoming. The mayor says she has no timeline for when she'll find out if Syracuse will be selected as a shelter site. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.